God created so much for us out of nothing. God's wisdom brought order out of chaos and built a relationship in creation by giving each thing created a purpose. God's creation was good. We heard it in the Hebrew scripture reading today from Genesis that what God created was good six times. And in verse 31, it was very good. But what does it mean to say creation is good? The creation story is kind of funny when you really dig into it. When God said, "Let there be light," who was God talking to? Remember, the void that it created created everything out of nothing. Was God talking to God's self, or was he talking, God talking to the angels assisting him? That's just in the first few words of Genesis, and there are 30 more verses in that story. Well, it's a long passage, and there is more than one account of creation in Scripture. I've always loved this story. Each year on the Saturday before Easter, the creation story is traditionally recited at the Easter Vigil. It can just be spoken as written, but I have found that there's more to it when you have a visual. It truly comes to life. Throughout Genesis 1, there is a pattern to it. God said, "Let it be." God made it. God gave it a name. God saw that it was good. We hear the lights in the sky, the deep waters, vegetation on the land, swimming creatures, flying creatures, and then finally, humans, made in God's image. This last part of the creation story has always stumped me, even from an early age. What is God's image? I don't recall any instance in history where someone saw God in God's image. So how do we know if we are created in God's image, and who says what that looks like? Scripture doesn't specify, but humans sure have throughout history. In fact, in John 1, verse 18, it is written, "No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is close to God's heart, who has made God known." Humans have defined what God's image is by instituting standards for each person that they must adhere to, including the use of makeup, clothing, mannerisms, etc. God's image is all of us, without any human-made specifications. All God's creatures are special. You, me, the goldfish, even that spider that came walking across your bathroom sink this morning as you're trying to brush your teeth. God's abundant creation is beautiful. And what a truly wonderful gift that God gave humanity. But what have we done to it? Unfortunately, we have faltered and have not maintained God's gift. We have polluted rivers, trash is littered along highways, but we try by reusing and recycling. Even recycling has become a hard thing to do. We can no longer put glass in the mixed recycling. Although, and Pastor CJ can attest to this, it's kind of therapeutic to throw those glass bottles in that bin. And as a native Ohioan, I feel like I can make fun of the state. If you're not from Ohio, you can't. But in the Mistake by the Lake, aka Cleveland, before the EPA, the Cuyahoga River was so polluted, the water turned orange, and it caught fire many times. The river is now cleaned up. It's safe to swim in, I think. But the city still has a burning river fest. While it got its name from grim days of the past, the fest now raises awareness of environmental issues and sustainability of freshwater sources. I love the wit of those people in Northeast Ohio. For far too long, humans have not cared about creation, even though God gave us creation as a sacred trust. We are not meant to be equals with God nor with creation, but we are created to be stewards of this sacred trust. In Genesis 1, verse 28, God said to have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. That is a sacred trust that God gave us, and we continue to abuse our responsibility to care for creation. What can we do? Reduce, reuse, recycle, and I'm going to add another R, resurrection. Reduce the amount of one-time use items. We can start using more eco-friendly items such as compostable paper products. Reuse things like that butter container or the Cool Whip bowl. Recycle if you can't reuse it. Buy only what you need from the grocery store, because I know we're all guilty of letting that produce die in that crisper drawer. That's why in our house, the crisper drawer is a cheese drawer. With two dogs that love cheese, we go through a lot. But all is not lost when we leave vegetables to wither away in the crisper drawer. Those items can be turned into compost, which could be another form of resurrection. Not all blame is just on individual humans. Systems and corporations are bigger than us. Beverage corporations moved away from glass bottles to plastic due to cost, and yet most plastics are not recyclable. I know this all seems like a bit of a downer on a day that we're supposed to be celebrating creation, but there is hope in the resurrection. There is hope now in us to take our responsibility as stewards of God's creation more seriously. Within creation, there is a cycle of birth, living, death, and resurrection. In the spring, we see plants and trees budding, ready to give us a spectacular show. Throughout the summer, with proper watering, which I'm not good at, flowers give us beautiful colors. And many flowering plants provide for the pollinators. Then comes autumn, when leaves start turning colors and eventually wither up and fall off the trees. Winter is barren and cold and often gloomy as the days are short. And then a beautiful resurrection happens in the spring when the plants and trees begin to bud. Amen.